Today's episode is an example of how technology can rapidly change the developing world to rise to higher standards of living. Let's talk about that. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Wake Up. David Rostosky here in our 10-minute daily show. Our full-length episodes on channeled perspectives and grounded spirituality come out every Sunday, but on the weekdays here in our Daily Wake Up segment, we're diving into the news and current events to find new perspectives and collective trends, knowing it's entirely possible to be both informed and empowered. Two companies, New Story and Icon Technologies, teamed up to create a 3D printed house that can be built in a day for $4,000. This isn't per month, this isn't rent, this isn't mortgage, this is the total house 3D printed for $4,000. They're taking the design to El Salvador, and after some test homes, are gonna start with a community of 50 homes. Let's back up a little bit. Nearly half of the world's population, more than 3 billion people, live on less than $2.50 a day. That's less than $1,000 a year if you do the math, right? Multiply by 365. And more than 1.3 of those 3 billion live on less than $1.25 a day. So in places like El Salvador, that often looks like dirt floors or thin walls and no running water. So New Story is a Silicon Valley company that previously worked on low-cost homes in disaster zones, things like Haiti after the 2010 earthquake and a little bit in El Salvador as well. And their intention was threefold. They wanted to decrease the cost of a home, which is awesome, right? Not $100,000 or even $30,000. They wanted to decrease the cost of a home while also making construction faster and increasing the quality of the final home. So this is a cool and kind of interesting idea. Coming from a bit of a business background, I studied business back in college before I dropped out with 19 units left, right? But I studied business back in college, and there's this very common business idea that time, quality, and capital are all interlinked. So in order to move the needle on one, you have to make sacrifices on the other. So for example, if you want things to be done sooner, then you have to make some concessions on quality and maybe spend some more money. If you want to spend less money, then you have to make some concessions on quality and maybe allow for more time. This is a pretty common idea, but New Story, right, obviously held that idea pretty loosely as they started on this endeavor, and they've really poked some holes in that idea. Their previous design took 13 to 20 days to complete, and they already had their cost down to about $6,500, which in and of itself is spectacular. That's unbelievable. But by teaming up with Icon Technologies, a construction tech company, they unveiled a design in March in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest that could be completed in 12 to 24 hours with just 2 to 4 people by using 3D printed technology. So they have this gigantic 3D printer that sits on top of where the house goes, and they lay lines of concrete that dry as it goes. They kind of have this zigzag formation in the middle to create really, really dense construction that's affordable, but also stands up well in storms. So it works really well in those areas and also is super affordable. They hope to get it down to about $3,500. They believe that they can do that. Right now it's about $4,000. Their long-term goal is to be able to sell the technology to nonprofits and governments. They don't just want to keep this for themselves. They really want to be able to get this technology out as far as possible. So they want to have the printer itself, the gigantic structure that sits on top of this, I think it's a 2-bedroom house. It's a 600 to 800 square foot house, and they can make some adjustments depending on, right, the family size or what the needs are, which I imagine also fluctuates the cost a little bit for concrete, et cetera. But they want to be able to have the printer itself available for these nonprofits and governments for $100,000, which isn't bad at all, because they estimate that it can print at least 1,000 homes, which means for that technology, for the 3D printer itself, the actual costs for the printer end up coming down to about $100 a home. That's nothing for this machine that can 3D print down all these layers of content. It's incredible to just reflect on how a small group of people can literally change the future of the developing world. So it's my belief that we're seeing a global perspective shift right now. We talk about this a lot. We're recognizing more and more that the whole world needs to rise together for all of us to rise at all, and for us to be able to make it through these seeming crises ahead, all banding together to work as an ecosystem, really to align with the reality that's already here. And I'll see stats that at first glance just kind of get me down. Like, coal production, for example, is dropping in first world countries, right? Coal production is actually going down in the modern world, which is awesome. But coal production as a whole, if you look at the global stats, is actually still trending upwards because these developing countries are wanting to have power, right? They don't have just solar and wind technologies readily available. So coal is the thing that is the easiest for them to get. And coal production as a whole, which is really the only metric that matters, we're looking at things like global warming or the geopolitical scene, as a whole, coal production is still ramping up. That idea, when I saw that stat, I got an email by Axios Science. I get weekly emails from them. When I saw that, it blew my mind. Like, how are we doing so much? I understand that Trump's kind of ramping back up coal. I understand that. But how as a whole is coal going down in the modern world, but we're not taking care of the actual core issue? We're just kind of all sitting as our own countries and going, well, our coal production's going down, so yeah, we're doing our part. It's a little bit frustrating for me to look at things like that. But then stories like this come across my feed and come across my awareness, and it really brings me hope, because ideas like these really help me to remember that ultimately we're moving towards working as a global unit. It's inevitable. And that the developing world doesn't actually have to make the same mistakes we made along the way. So maybe coal production is ramping up right now, but we have the technology to help these countries literally entirely leapfrog whole development stages that are waste heavy, that are heavy in the externalities, the negative externalities, if we start working together globally. And when we do that, I believe this is a when, not an if, because there's a massive global awakening. More and more people are seeing this across the board. So when we do that, when we start working together globally, we end up with these simple and cheap solutions to provide quality housing, like in this example, but also clean water and just basic necessities for everyone on the planet. When I think about this, right, like, can you imagine the level of global productivity when the 3 billion people that are living on less than $2.50 a day, that are living on less than $1,000 a year, have a foundation of safety and their basic needs taken care of? I mean, anyone who doesn't see that the world would explode with abundance and innovation from almost half of the world's population coming out of a security-based ideology, a security-based driver for life, and up into more material drivers or emotional desires and wanting to better their own lives, or even looking at this global perspective and helping to create global solutions. When half of the world's population that's living on $1,000 a year or less pops into a level of safety, anyone who thinks the world wouldn't explode with abundance and innovation just hasn't fully thought it through. This isn't a game of how selfless we can be to help the other countries to slowly make progress to catch up to our great and noble accomplishments. The most selfish thing we can do is to take care of the whole every time. And I believe that idea is catching on fast. I love this story. And I also love all of the implications of this story. And if you can't tell, I'm excited about this global paradigm shift that's happening right now. I'm excited that you're here listening to this and that you either already jive with this or that you're jiving more and more with this. I'm excited that messages like this are getting out, and I'm just deeply thankful to be able to do this work every day. Thank you so much for listening. That was today's Daily Wake Up. Remember, everything in the news is just a sign of awareness and the first step to change. So stay informed, but even more importantly, stay empowered, courageous, and hopeful, and radiate that beautiful light of yours out into the world today. Thank you for listening, subscribing, for telling a friend about this podcast, and we will see you tomorrow.